But so I told her, I said, you know, Matthew 18, 19, Jesus said, if two of us agree about anything, he'll do it. So I said, you don't want this problem? She said, no. I said, okay. I said, kick your shoes off. She had on a pair of what I guess called capri pants or whatever you think, them little slacks or whatever she, and sandals on. I said, take those sandals off and kick your feet over that console right there, and I'm going to caress your lower leg and your feet, and I'm going to pray over you. So she did. She kicked them over there. And I began to start down about the knee, and I'm going down her feet, down her bare feet, as cold as they can be. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this devil of hell that's stopping up the blood flow in her veins. You know, I command this devil to leave in the name of Jesus, and don't ever come back. Now, Father, I'm asking you to open up those arteries and veins in Cheryl's legs and her body and make the blood flow perfect like you designed her, because you didn't design her to have cold feet. I don't have cold feet. You designed her to have warm feet. I said, Lord, thank you. I said, now, Cheryl, do you agree with that? She said, well, yes, I do. See, did he say two of us agree, Bill?
That's right.
I said, well, say thank you then. See, she's, I do agree, I do believe, but ain't nothing happened. Her feet are still ice cold. I said, so say thank you, Lord, for healing me. She said, Lord, thank you for healing me. And when she said thank you, I had a hold of that foot. It was just cold as ice, and it just got just as warm as it is right now. Just as warm as it could be. I said, Lord, thank you. So she ain't had cold feet since. In fact, what I started to say a while ago, she's laying there in the bed the other morning. We got the air conditioner running. It's nice and cool in the room, 70 degrees. She's covered up, and all of a sudden she flops all the cover off of her. And I said, what's wrong with you? It's already daylight. And she said, well, I'm too hot. She said, I'm going to go turn the air conditioner down a little more. It's only 70 in the house already. I said, no, you ain't. I said, it's already too expensive, the electric bill. I said, you just lay there a minute, woman. I'm going to cool you off. I put my hand in her back. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, lower her body temperature a little bit so she can be cool in the name of Jesus. Now, what can we do when we speak to our bodies? Sure. She got cool and everything worked out okay. You know, I mean, what did Jesus say we could do? I mean, we don't believe him, do we? We don't believe these promises. We're doing better. Amen. But when you pray and believe, if you're walking in obedience to his word, what did he promise to do for you, Keith?
Everything.
Everything or anything. Whatever you, all you got to do is be that obedient son, right?
Yeah,
he can't be out there on the job force, fussing at all them guys, taking his name in vain, and all, like so many of them do. Ever, if you fall in with them boys, become one of them, he ain't going to like what you do. Then ain't going to do no good to pray, is it?
No, sir.
That's right. But when you walk in obedience, then you'll be able to change things. You'll be able to pray. You'll be able to see God do awesome things. You sure may. Let me get a microphone where everybody can hear your question.
I'd like for you to explain the difference between, because I think most of the church is confused about the power of positive thinking as opposed to faith.
Okay. Positive thinking won't do nothing for you. It is a good way to say it. I'm thinking positive. The difference between positive thinking and faith is the amount of the word you have in you. That's just like here a while back I was quoting Ephesians 3:20. Put that up there for me, Jordan. Ephesians 3:20. I want you to look at this verse. I have quoted this verse thousands of times. But now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, who's he talking about? Now unto him. Who's him? Who? God, Christ, the Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. All. Isn't that something? He can do exceedingly abundantly. He said, according to the power that worketh in us. I quoted that no telling how many times. And one day at a healing school I quoted that, and the Lord spoke to me. He says, how much of that power is in you? How much of it's in you? How much in you? Let me hear your answer. Maybe you'll be just as dumb as I was. What? How much of it's in you? That's what I said to the Lord too. He said, no, that's not true. I said, Lord. He said, no, the amount of the word that's in you, that's how much power you got. He said, if you got a little bit of word in you, you got a little bit of power. You got a whole lot of word in you, you got a whole lot of power. And he said, if you got all the word in you, then you got all of my power. And you'll be able to do exactly the same things as my son did. That's the difference between positive thinking. I can be a positive thinker and have no faith. You know that? I can think positive about everything, and it will not bring forth the miracles. I know lots of people that are positive thinkers, but they never seen a miracle in their life. In fact, I was a positive thinker. I've never been a person to live in the negative world. I was always a positive thinker. And I'll tell you why I've been a positive thinker all of my life. Because my mother, in all of the knowledge she had about God's Word, my mother was a great woman. I mean, if you miss knowing my mother, you miss something. I mean, there's many women on this earth that's ever been a woman like my mother. She was you hardly ever see a woman that loves everybody unconditionally. It don't matter what anybody does. It didn't make a difference what anybody did to her. She had nothing but good things to say, positive things. I never heard my mother holler. I never heard her scream. Not even at me. And I did some pretty stupid things, but she never raised her voice at me. She never screamed at me, not one time. You know, I heard Dr. Dodson say here a while back, how many mothers are screaming mothers? He said about 93% of mothers are screaming mothers. Not the first time or the second time, but eventually they get there. You know, they become screaming mothers. He said, when you do, you lose it. He said, you go down to the level of your own children. When you become a screaming mother, you go down to their level. He said, you should be in control. I only knew one woman when I was raised up at home. One woman, my life. Could meet that criteria. All the time I didn't see women that could do this. I was a young man. I just didn't see it. But I did see it in my mother. My mother and dad never had an argument that I knew, you know, that I never did one of them say anything. It didn't matter what happened. My mother, she walked in love to all people, all the time. Would never say nothing negative about nobody. She was a positive thinker, and she taught me to be a positive thinker. But I never saw a miracle. I mean, I was in the Baptist church. Did I believe I could do things? Yeah. Because my mother said, son, remember, the Word of God says that nothing is impossible with those that believe. So be a positive thinker. Well, I learned to be a positive thinker. But I never saw a healing, never saw a miracle, never saw God answer a prayer, none of those things until I began to really hide the Word in my heart. When it became obvious that I know some Scripture. And you know, I've sat down and talked with men. In fact, I remember here a while back when I was up in Minneapolis, Princeton, Minnesota. The first time in my life ever that I opened the floor for 2.5 hours every day to a group of 100 to 300 people for questions and answers. But I did that every day for 5 days. And in 5 days, not one single question was asked me. I couldn't give you a scripture to tell you what your answer was. And then I taught the Word of God another 2.5 hours that night for 5 days. So I'm actually teaching or talking about the Word 5 or 6 hours a day. And then, of course, at the interim in between one of those days, I've told some of y'all before, I'm not a whole lot on animals. You know, I'm just not an animal lover. You know. I just not there, you know. So I could live without animals, you know, especially in my house, you know. But I got one little animal in my house I can't live without. Because that little animal belongs to my wife, and so she don't know how lucky she is. Because of her, she gets to sleep in my house. But anyway, there's a guy asked me to come and pray for a dog with a broke leg. I mean, here I am busy running here to try to grab a bite to eat, and we've got to go back teaching. And this guy says, you know, as soon as you finish that meal, could you run out? and pray for my dog. I said, what's wrong with your dog? Said she broke her leg. Said the leg's just flopping. But said I wrapped it up to kind of hold it in place. Would you come out and pray for my dog? I wanted to tell him no. But I thought, I'll be nice to him. Okay, so I walked outside. About 10 men walked out there with me. We go out there and here's this car with this dog with his broke leg. So I said, okay, Lord, reach up and lay my hand on the dog. I said, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name, heal the dog. Thank you, Lord, it's done. Okay, I'm ready to go back in. He said, well, wait a minute. Let's take the bandage off and see her run. I wasn't going to tell him to take the bandage off. I just said she'll be okay in a few days. So he took the bandage off. Tucked the bandage off and the dog hit the ground running. And just run all over the place and I'm standing there in awe watching this stupid dog jump back up in the car, everything, legs. I said, God, it's obvious you love these dogs more than I do. That even amazed me, you know that? It did. It amazed me that God healed this dog. And every time I tell this story, I think what the king's trying to say, son, I love these dogs. You need to learn to love them a little more.
Amen.
You heard my buddy say amen to that. Yeah, I did speak to Angel this morning when I go out. She's laying on the floor. I walk up and I say, good morning, Angel. She looked up at me. Oh, man. So I'm learning, I guess, to love an animal a little bit. But the thing about it is, if we will walk in love to each other, and that's where we seem to have the problem, men and women, we won't love each other. Well, you know, you don't know what she did to me. You know, I ain't going to. You don't know. I mean, you don't know what they did to me. They left me at home when I was 10 years old by myself. How could I possibly love? Somebody could do that to me. I see the story I'm telling. It really happened to this girl. Really happened to her. When she was 10 years old, her mother left her. How would you like for your mama to walk off and leave you at 10 with nothing? Nothing. And never see you again. Would that be a good reason to hold a grudge? Yeah, but at least you don't hold no grudges now, do you? Not anymore. She did for a while. But it brought all kinds of sickness and disease into her house. But when she learned the truth, she got rid of that and loved her mama. And it takes care of everything, doesn't it? Changed your life forever.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.